I'd like to welcome all of you to this meeting tonight and to this weekend. It's been a wonderful season. I thank God for this 2011 season. And we just have a few days left. And I am trusting that the Lord will crown this season, that these will be the greatest days of all. And we've had wonderful days thus far. And I'm so thankful to Him for His presence with us, for everyone that He's brought in since the end of June when we started. I believe He's brought all of you here. We've had the room quite full on a number of occasions, and for this weekend our registration is rather small, but I look at the list and I say, that's the cream. And even though I don't know everyone by name yet, we will know each other soon. And I'm so glad. I believe that God brought us here for these days. And He has something to do in our lives. He always has a purpose in everything that He does. So I look with anticipation to these days, to this meeting tonight, that I know it's a meeting with Jesus, and I trust the Lord will touch each life and work His will, His purpose out in us. God will bless those who are yet going to join us. I talked about this season, you know, it was 65 years. July 13th was 65 years since the first meeting here, Brant Lake. And I was just looking at Psalm 65 a few times this year. But for tonight, there's it's a song of David to the God of our salvation. And toward the end of the psalm, David says, "You crown the year with your goodness." And in my version here, "You crown the year with your bounty." And just look to the Lord for that. And then because it's our 66th camp season, gets a little confusing, but then you can look at both psalms. And in the 66th psalm, the thing that has stirred my heart this year are just four little words: "Make His praise glorious. Make His praise glorious." And I trust that we will do our part in the meetings to make His praise glorious. Now, our musicians have had to desert us. I'm talking about the organ and the piano. If anyone is the pianist or organist in your church and you would like to volunteer, perhaps we could have an audition. And I'll send you to the auditioner. Just come and see me. It's not the same thing as an executioner. I think we can sing without the instruments. The best instrument of all is your voice. When you yield it to the Lord, just sing His praises. But He will crown the year with His goodness. Praise the Lord. It says, "You crown the year with your bounty, your wagon tracks overflow with abundance." It speaks of joy, it speaks of abundance, it speaks of fullness in the 65th Psalm. And this is what we look to God for. And we know that He is here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Wonderful Lord. Wonderful Lord. Now, I have spoken to some of the ministers. I haven't gotten to all of them yet. But one of the things that I told them, I want to tell to all of you, okay? And that is that we want to be free in the Lord's presence. I have asked different ones, and I will ask others yet, to speak at different times. Specific times, various meetings, but I want them to be free to speak at any time. And that goes for all of us. Perhaps you have a word this evening that is a word of gratitude to God, or a word of expectation, or a word of longing, desire toward the Lord, or something that He's made alive to you from His Word. Those are always wonderful testimonies. Or maybe you have a song or a prayer. But let us be free in the Lord's presence to do what He would have us do, and let us be led by His Spirit, responsive and receptive. And that goes for every one of us who has gathered together in His presence. Dear Lord, we thank You. Thank You so much that we can be together here. We thank You that we can count on Your presence as we have gathered together in Your name. And we look to You and open wide to You. And Lord, we just want to tell You tonight that we are so grateful to You. We welcome Your presence. We welcome Your working. We welcome the moving of Your Spirit. We welcome conviction. And we know that You will feed our souls. And we know that You will strengthen us because we need You so much, Lord. You see us. We are needy. We are hungering and thirsting for You, Lord. And You come and meet the hungry soul. You satisfy those who long after You. And Lord, I pray this for all my brothers and sisters as we're gathered together even here this evening in this first meeting of this weekend. We are looking to You and trusting You. Lord, we want to reach out and touch You right from this first meeting, Lord, and all the way through. Let it be for each one of us a meeting with Jesus. Oh, Lord, Jesus, You are the lover of our souls. Jesus, You are the longing of our hearts. And we just pray that You will manifest Your life to us, every one of us. Let us be strengthened by Your grace, quickened by Your life. Lord, You speak into our hearts words of life. Have Your way among us, Lord, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let us worship God. And let's sing number 5 in our camp songbooks. This was a request today, and I was so thankful. Number 5, Jesus' Wonderful Name. So we're going to try to get in the neighborhood of the key of A flat, I see. Okay. Bum, 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 bum. Okay, be free to sing your parts, okay? Oh, wonderful name, how my heart thrills to hear it, the name of my risen Redeemer and King. It falls like the music of heaven on my spirit and fills me with rapture, divine world.
Jesus, wonderful name, sweeter than all the world to me. Jesus, and
be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, there's another favorite Labor Day song in this book. It's number 20. I remember the first Labor Day weekend after my father died. He died on Labor Day, but I think it was the following year. We had come to the last meeting Monday morning. And I remember also that I had been reminded, I guess there are some who think I need a reminder like this, to make sure I closed promptly. And we were just getting to that moment when I was supposed to close. Maybe I had three more minutes and I knew what song we were going to close with. And someone called out, "We didn't sing number 20 through this whole weekend. Your father would have never let that happen." So I sang 20, and then I also stubbornly sang the song that I had in my mind, and I tried to get through them quickly so I wouldn't get in trouble. And I think they were merciful to me. So I'm doing it in the first meeting, okay? No. It's come to my heart today. That's not really the reason I'm teasing, but that's a memory that a precious memory. Number 20, companionship with Jesus. Oh, same key. Wow. Oh, blessed fellowship divine, oh, joy supremely sweet, companionship with Jesus here makes life with bliss replete. In union with the purest one, I find my heaven on earth begun. Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy shall mine, have Jesus with me all the time. Jesus with me all the time.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.